This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After 7 years of violent revolution, our American founders were well aware that political factions were most often used to divide and conquer the people. And they knew that the republic they created would only last as long as the people could remain educated. In 1816, Thomas Jefferson wrote, "If a nation expects to be ignorant and free in a state of civilization, it expects what never was and never will be." By the end of the Civil War, the two-party system became the norm. The globalist system we face today was born. And the deliberate dumbing down of the American citizen began with our great-great-grandparents. In the late 1800s, the Skinner-Pavlovian method was brought into American schools by Johns Hopkins. These psychological methods allowed teachers the ability to program students' behavior in the same way that Pavlov did with dogs. In 1934, the Carnegie International Endowment for Peace published the Report on the Commission on Social Studies, which explicitly stated the goal of eventually taking away people's land and noted that most people would obviously oppose this. The solution was to begin using the school system to recondition the minds of children. In 1976, the bicentennial year of the Declaration of Independence, 124 congressmen signed the Declaration of Interdependence, which stated that 2 centuries ago, our forefathers brought forth a new nation. Now we must join with others to bring forth a new world order. And it pledged to give children special attention in distributing a common education to suit their goals. By the 1990s, this globalist dumbing down system was perfected, and America began exporting it worldwide in what is known as outcome-based education. Starting in 2010, Common Core began in the United States. It outlined what students were expected to know at each grade level and enforced ways to assess those standards. Charlotte Iserby, author of The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, has traced most of this agenda stemming from the Order of Skull and Bones at Yale through both Republicans and Democrats, two wings of the same globalist bird, which understood that dumbed-down people have a base desire for a simple dualistic choice. In 1953, the Rockefeller Foundation funded the Robbers Cave experiment, wherein 11-year-old boys who thought they were signing up for summer camp were organized into 2 separate tribes and were manipulated into fighting each other, which was easily accomplished by having a single resource that the two groups competed for. The Henry Toshfell experiments of the 1970s showed that by simply dividing people into 2 groups, they would naturally identify with their own group and discriminate against the other. The basic ego mind is constantly making preferences. No matter how dumb you are, you have an opinion about everything. And if you can keep the population dumb enough and give them 2 parties to choose from, they will innately identify with one and despise the other. This allows the globalist system the cover they need to implement unpopular policies, such as a central bank digital currency, while we, the people, ignorantly fight each other. United we stand, divided we fall, and we've been falling for it for generations. The American people have been so thoroughly dumbed down that we think freedom is the ability to choose between 2 parties working for the same control system. And we have been made so weak that we are afraid to even discuss the option of violence, which is most often the only remedy for tyranny. But if we were an enlightened people, we could simply unite together as one and just say no to the tyrants. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
you up on the carbon tax, global warming fraud, and then we're going to cover a lot of other important news today. InfoWars is a one-of-a-kind operation, and so please go to InfoWars Store and just make a donation. And you can make it one time or recurring. You have a little profile there, cancel any time. Every 15 days, every month, every 3 months, every 6 months, up to 9 months, you can go in and every month or every week, whenever you want, you program it, you just click it, and then you decide when you want to make a donation. So please do that as well. That way we get 95% of it after credit card fees. Instead of making 20, 30, 40% of doing the products. But these really are amazing products. The big July 4th sale is going on right now. This is such a critical platform in the fight against the New World Order. The enemy's out in the open. We're vindicated. People are listening more than ever. But in this major recession going into depression and with supply chain breakdowns, I know it's hard. I know times are tough. So thank you for your support. But whatever you do, pray for the broadcast and share the articles and the videos. That you can do for free. And that's just as important as keeping us on air. So however God leads you in your heart to support us, please support us now. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. God bless you.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So coming up, they're having this big global corporate sponsored AI summit. And of course, the AI is telling you that it's going to take over and run your life and take care of the old people. But there are too many of you. AI robots at UN reckon they could run the world better. That is coming up next segment. But who programs these robots, of course? That's the answer everything you need to know. But getting back to this, last hour I played a short 2-minute clip of Barack Obama on a podcast saying my daughter, one of Big Mike's daughters, came to him and said, well, the world's going to end because of global warming. Why do I even live? Why do I work? Why do I care? He said, well, it's going to kill a bunch of people and be terrible, but we're going to be the saviors, and things are still going to be horrible, but after all the horrible depopulation, there'll be some people left, so we're going to make it a little better. Now, again, you know what this is, right? And we can walk through all the pieces of it. They are destroying civilization. They are releasing viruses. They are having lockdowns that cause starvation. They're raising masses of money off of it, like Bono. Look at these sickos, him and Alexander Soros. And then when everything falls apart, they say it's your fault because you're carbon-based. They're carrying out the depopulation. They're carrying out the wrecking ball. They're carrying out the despotism. And then when it all happens, they go, see, the migrants smashed into you. Oh, see, things fell apart. Oh, see, these new viruses came. Not because we made them in a lab, but because you're bad, global warming. And again, pull it up. You got to click web to find it. It's old. But you can pull up articles of Daily Mail, you name it, where Bono got criticized 15 years ago for paying something like 0.5% of his big Save Africa, Save the World UN telethons. And it turned out he, along with Tony Blair and their charities, were keeping 99%+. Yeah, there it is. Bono's One Foundation is literally one under fire for giving a little over one of its funds to charity. And that's in 2010, after they got caught giving less than 0.5%. I mean, these are so, it's well known about Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and all of them. One big reason at Bilderberg, when we used to go cover it, when we tried to get there about 4 days before, we would go into the hotel. We used to get thrown out. You've seen it on video. We'd say, listen, when these people come here, they're going to be super rude and hateful and say horrible things and not tip you and treat you like crap. Here's our cards. Call us, and they'll, how dare you? I'm giving this to security. Then later they call and say, I apologize. They were terrible. I don't want any money. Here's all the secrets. You don't look them in the eye. They don't give you tips. And when it's on record that when Hillary or any of them go out to dinner, they'll have a steak dinner, 10 people, $1,000 bill, bottles of wine, and they will give zero. And then if the restaurant puts a service tax of 15% on it, they'll call the manager and demand it's taken off. And my point is you see these reports all the time about the globalists, how hateful they are, how mean they are, because they have no empathy. Why the hell should they? A lot of times they walk on restaurants. And they say, well, I'm Barack Obama, I'm Hillary Clinton. I don't pay for this food. You just pay for the rent and the crew and the training and the all the supplies and the electricity. And then these blobs just show up and they take over and they run things. So that's really the takeaway here is these people will destroy civilization. Bono apologizes. His accusations of bullying and abuse hit charity he co-founded. Yeah, it turns out they won't even give members of the charity, and there's not many people. The charity's raked in, what is it, over $15 million, last time I checked, and they've got a staff of like 6 or 7 people. And they won't even give them maternity leave, and they're paid under industry standard. Of course. You're dealing with cold-blooded monsters. Let's put Alexander Soros, now head of that his father's stolen wealth fund, and Alexander Soros, his father, made his money bankrupting dozens of countries, particularly stealing old people's pension funds. Like you see Gordon Gekko in Wall Street, who infiltrates a union-owned airline, runs a scam, and fires over 1,000 employees so he can make $50 million, and uses the head of the company's son's intel to do it. And he leaves the son holding the bag. Now, that's not a true story, but that's based on things that have happened. That's where Alexander Soros got his money. But because he has bug eyes and prances around, we got to just bow. Oh, Master Soros. Oh, you're so good. Oh, you're so great. Oh, thank you for everything you do. And there you are. They're such nerds. It's Bruce Springsteen that the left and the media just thinks really cool. I mean, Bruce Springsteen's got like 1 or 2 good songs, and they're not even that good. But he thinks he's so cool, and the left always just acts like he's so cool. But then Bono, you too, okay, you got some good songs. You rob money from Africans, man. You know, Salvation Army's rated the best charity out there. 85% of the money you give goes to feeding homeless and winning souls. And they're even woke now and are all screwed up. But imagine giving 1% of $15 billion. Bono flies around on a jumbo jet. Ridiculous. These people are idiots. But I'll tell you who's bigger idiots. Is the people that bow down to them. So let me show you the heat maps. These are really important. Big article on this. Post misused weather maps to back false climate change. You got to look this up. TV weather maps turned red to sow climate panic. Look, shows 2009 map on the same TV channel in Europe. And it shows the temperatures are 4 or 5 degrees higher on the same day as what they're showing in deep red. Incredible. I mean, look at this. And it gets more desperate. You know, it's green, because that's where it's green, where there's mountains, it's brown. But now it's just, and then now, well, that all red's not scary enough. Let's go in 2020 red with like orange, like nuclear bombs are going off. Yeah, look at that. It's 27 degrees, but it's green. Now it's 22 degrees. Same spot, same map, same thing. That's how they manipulate you. And they do it over and over again. But again, that's not scary enough, so now it's this. You think that's like a nuclear war video game or something? Like Missile Command or something? So that's what they do. I love how the media spun it. extreme heat in California, Arizona, Nevada has meteorologists running out of colors for their weather maps. And if you point this out, they're trying to pass laws where you can't question the weather because we're harassing the weather people. Different weather maps don't prove climate change isn't real. Then we've got this out of Zero Hedge. Carnival cruise ships emits more toxic fumes than all of Europe's cars, studies finds. And, of course, because they don't have catalytic converters on these. But you know what? Unless you're right behind those giant diesel engines, so what? Because they create nuclei in the atmosphere and create thunderstorms. Because you've always had burning trees, you've always had volcanoes. But as you have less volcanoes, as the Earth's mantle and core cool down, this is essential. This is good. Seriously, look it up. So their argument is, oh, get rid of these cruise ships. No. It's not a problem unless you're right behind that. You don't want to breathe that. It's got carbon monoxide in it. But yes, they want to get rid of your cars, so they want to get rid of your mobility and control you. It has nothing to do with carbon. One of these ships puts out more carbon than all the cars in Europe. Not ships, ship. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think.
Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Valley, somebody died. We better pay a carbon tax right now to Al Gore and Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. They're co-owners of the big carbon exchange. Because, I mean, didn't you hear? Somebody died in Death Valley of heat. Wonder why it's called Death Valley. So, let's shift gears now. This is a clip from decades ago from Morocco's King Hassan II discussing immigration to France in 1993. So 30 years ago. It's only a minute long. But imagine just 30 years ago, it was accepted like Russia was for Russians and France was for French. And when you go somewhere, you respect their customs. Like you go to Hawaii. I love the Hawaiian culture. It's amazing. And you respect it and learn about it and all the rest of it. But no, now we're told Western culture is bad and is disgusting and we shouldn't have anything to do with it. And then what is the new culture of the Islamicist military age men? It's Western gangster rap that the CIA funded and pushed. They didn't create it in the 80s, but the late 80s, but it's on record that it was pushed to be a cultural test to weaponize a group of people so they could be inducted into the drug culture to sell CIA drugs and then be put in prison. And so that's certainly what's going on here. And so if you look at the culture of the gangbanger Muslim males, there's over 15 million of them in Europe conservatively, below the age of 25. And they, you know, they'll go out to a playground and stab 20-something people, and the media covers it up. Or they'll in one night kill 130 people with machine guns in a restaurant district, and it gets covered up. And if you criticize it, if you're the opposition party leader, Marie Le Pen, or whether you're a top soccer coach saying, man, these Muslims keep killing us, you go to jail. Because you are not going to do that. And by the way, it's not just articles. Former CIA agent admits agency created gangster rap to fill private prisons by glamorizing criminality. Print that for me. I know top rappers. You've seen a lot of them on the show over the years. Professor Griff. I mean, the list goes on and on. And I know top rock and roll people. Big names. And they told me that they got told in the late 80s, early 90s, that's why you suddenly saw like Megadeth and all these big bands doing rap style songs and rap doing stuff with, you know, other heavy metal bands. The managers came in and they said, the new thing is not going to be rap. A lot of it was culturally come together, be strong, do well. That was the earlier. It was, no, we're going to kill people. We're thugs. We're gangsters. And they were told by MTV executives, this is what the CIA wants. And you know, the CIA was involved in rock and roll. Not saying rock and roll inherently is bad. The point is they use it to carry other messages. And so they did that. And so what did that big imam say? We played the clip, I think it was on Monday. He said, we have imported our garbage to you. And that's true. So the worst of North Africa, the Gaddafi warned of if he was taken out, and that came true, the worst of the Middle East is dumped. Like, you know, you got to pay to have your garbage taken away, or maybe you're trashy about it, pun intended, you go throw it and off some country road. Well, the New World Order just organizes the literal trash of the world that they let out of prison, and then they ship it here. So here's the king of Morocco talking about Algerians and, you know, others coming in out of North Africa. Oh, because the French are so terrible. They came and colonized North Africa and took it from being a desert to having electricity and water treatment plants and hotels. And, oh, it's so horrible. Yes. I sent you a clip Wednesday, guys. It was the French in Indochina. That's Vietnam. And again, look what Western culture did. Now the Vietnamese are super high IQ. They can manufacture anything. They're amazing people. But just like Germans 1,000 years ago were living in grass huts, so were the Vietnamese. And it's this image of French women in their ladies' outfits throwing food out to the Vietnamese children who are hopping around on the ground. I sent you this, I think it was Monday or Wednesday, I forget, but try to find it. And the point is, the West did a favor to the Third World. If you want to compare the colonization that the West did early on with churches and schools and running water and medicine with the Christians running it, there was some problems and nothing's perfect. But you know what? I defend Rudyard Kipling's The White Man's Burden. It was definitely something that Christians did. Now, don't worry. There's not a Christian colonization. You got New World Order with giant 3-mile, 5-mile wide open pits with children as long as 6 hauling out toxic elements out of the ground and getting one meal a day and thousands dying every few months and mass graves being buried. The crew couldn't pull it up because this is not scripted. I wish they could have an image of a lithium mine, not from ground zero, but above it in a helicopter. So the most incredible exploitation ever is being done by the Chinese against their own people, the people of Africa and everywhere else. And it's okay. It's like, well, they're Chinese and communists. They can run slave camps. It's cute when they do it. And then I get to hear about the evils of Western colonization. If you go to anybody bitching about America and say, well, you want to go back to Africa or do you want to go back to the Middle East? They're going to say no. They're going to fight you not to go back while they bitch at you. Because they don't want to go back to that with troops and machine guns standing around it. You know, you see images in the Ten Commandments of the Israelites building the pyramids. You say, well, maybe that's an exaggeration. No, that's pretty accurate. But this is worse than that. How you like living like that? They pay them like $1 a day. And they got to buy their stuff from the company store. Yeah. Oh, here's the French in 100 years ago in Vietnam. With the poor people hopping around, getting, you know, now you go to Vietnam and they're got high rises, medicine, their doctors are as good as ours, they're just as smart as us, but they never got lifted up until the evil French came, the evil Frenchies. And then the Frenchies got kicked out, and then came the Americans into a meat grinder. Because now they had communist backing. They had Russian backing. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not apologizing that Christianity made the third world's population go up 10 times. And I know that if we can get you and educate you and lift you up, you'll be successful parts of humanity. But I will not sit here and hear how I'm bad. And I will not sit here and hear how I've got to bow down to your new Lord, Klaus Schwab, who's convinced you I'm bad because of what color I am, while Klaus Schwab's trying to kill you in the process of killing me. We should come together and realize what's happening. I'll play the Morocco King when we come back. Stay with us. This is the biggest sale of the year so far. The July 4th Super Sale just started yesterday, up to 60% off and double Patriot points. Rainforest Plus, 50% off. Rainforest Ultra, 50% off. Probiotic Fiber, 50% off. Immune Support, 50% off. Organic Green Fiber Cap, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 40% off. That's, you gotta get that. That's selling out. Down and Out Sleep Support, back in stock, 40% off. It's our female vitality. It's the same as the male vitality, but the male sold out. 60% off. Ultimate Krillol, so good for your immune system, your body, your brain, your heart. 60% off. Turbo Force, 10 hours of the energy. 25% off, selling out. X3, selling out. The Clean Iodine, the missing link, 25% off. Vitamin D3 gummies, all of it. Whole food multivitamins, all InfoWars MD products, all Dr. Jones Naturals, 30% off. It's all there. InfoWars Planet products, 25% off. The best deals you're going to find, InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listen to yourself. What was so proudly
of the next hour and a half, the great Kent Heckenlively, best-selling author, researcher, is going to be joining us to cover the waterfront. And I have asked him to come in because he helped me so much in the last book. My only complaint was about recordings and meetings and things we did. The publisher ended up making the book, instead of 500 pages long, 300 pages long. So this one's going to be thicker. And I know it pushes it past the schedule when it's supposed to be done. We're going to be meeting again tomorrow morning, via Zoom and things, working on some of the new chapters we've added. But this new Great Awakening book is so important. We're going to talk to him in just a moment. But first, because I've done half the show here and have not plugged any, and if we don't do that, we'll be shut down. Plus, these are great products you need. We have the big sale, the biggest sale of the year so far, July 4th Super Sale going, and it funds the broadcast, but it's also really great products you need. Dr. Minkovich has talked about loving our formula, saying it's one of the best ones out there for cleaning out your blood. All these natural herbs and compounds that will flush out your blood, that will target all the garbage that's been introduced into our environment. So important that everybody take this. Not just if you've had some of the poison shots, but also because of the shedding and things that are going on. Get your nitric boost. It's just good for everybody regardless. The side effect is bigger muscles and better cardiovascular. And yes, people go, why didn't you tell me it's Viagra? Well, quite frankly, it's better than that in my personal opinion. We don't sell it as that. But yes, that's the big effect. Everybody notices that is a side effect of nitric boost, okay? Because the capillaries get jammed up, folks. This flushes it all out. Nitric Boost is our number one bestseller now. It's in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. It's discounted. Also, Superfemal Vitality is the same as Male Vitality, but the male sold out. This just has a pink label. Great for libido, stamina, energy, cold-pressed herbs. It's 60% off. We have the full-spectrum CBD oil that is at least one full level markup less than competitors. Full spectrum CBD is usually 160 per 1,000 milligram. It's the same product we private labeled. Then they discount it for like 110 and sell it all day. We sell it for $60-something. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And I meant to talk about this yesterday and I forgot to. So you guys reprint me that CNN article of all places. The thousands of forever chemicals are in almost all the water supplies. And at toxic levels of 50% of the water supply. Yes, then we sell a water filter that cuts that all out for about half the price of leading competitors because we don't mark stuff up like that. All water filtration, air filtration, storable food, 10% off. And that is a huge deal because there's not much markup there. We're making 30% on these products. So 10% discount is a third of the money we bring in. So we'll sell a lot of stainless steel, gravity-fed, high-quality filters. But we got to sell a lot of them to fund the operation. It's a catch-22. It's my philosophy. It's what we do. InfoWarsStore.com. Declare independence against toxic chemicals today. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right. Let me now finish the point I was making last segment and then go to our guest who will cover the waterfront. Because, yeah, he's a science teacher and a best-selling author and a father and a husband and a researcher and a really smart guy. Before I met him, I'd already read some of his books and interviewed folks that were in his books, but he really, I'd call a historian, because anybody can be a historian. If you're into history, you are into history. You don't have to be an NFL quarterback to be an NFL fan to know the history of the NFL. But really a smart guy, Kent Heckenlively, will join us for the balance of the show here in just a moment. But I wanted to finish up with what I was talking about earlier. Here is the king. So let's make sure when we post this demand out video as pieces that we add this to the earlier segment, because I ran out of time. Here's the king. King Hassan of Morocco, explaining that France is French and that even Muslims that want to immigrate and want to be part of the melting pot would never be fully French because the French are such a insular culture. Nothing against them. Like the Chinese, they are the opposite of being an open society. And again, America is an open society. They're using our openness against us. We have to recognize that. So let's go ahead and go to that clip.
Est-ce que vous aimeriez qu'il soit intégré en France? Le principe même de l'intégration, est-ce que vous êtes pour ou est-ce que vous êtes contre?
Je n'appellerais même pas cela l'intégration. Je n'aimerais pas du tout qu'il soit l'objet d'une tentative, car ils ne seront jamais intégrés.
Vous croyez qu'eux ne le veulent pas? Non. Ou que c'est les Français qui le refusent?
L'exprimeront-ils qu'ils ne le pourront pas? C'est possible entre Européens. La trame est la même. Les mouvements européens dans l'histoire ont été Est-Ouest.
Now again,
et les mouvements humains, la religion, le... en fait, tout un tas de choses. Mais là, vous n'en avez que faire.
What he says is the culture's too different. Europeans can somewhat integrate, but they still fight. But you try to bring Muslim North Africans in to this culture, it does not work. Maybe because those Muslims tried to invade Europe over 100 times and conquered Spain for 800 years until the La Reconquista. Why do you think Poland doesn't let Muslims in and has zero terror attacks or Muslim crime? But you can't move to Saudi Arabia and live openly and not be a Muslim. You could be in a Western district, but you're not going to be part of the culture. You can't become a citizen there and not convert to Islam. They understand that. They say that. But Poland stopped over 100 Muslim invasions. Millions of Poles died back when there weren't a lot of Poles. Over and over again, stopping the Muslim waves that bashed and bashed. So did Serbia. So did Hungary. So did Romania. And that's why they're, you know, I know the secret why Andrew Tate actually got arrested. He didn't do anything. He didn't rape any women. He was a big Orthodox Church supporter. It's a whole other subject. And when he converted to Islam, he sealed his faith. So I'm advising Andrew Tate to reconvert to Christianity really fast, buddy boy. Because you pissed off the Orthodox Church in Romania. And you got Romania, Hungary, any of those places, you are. I mean, you get knocked on the head and thrown in the river. So, and can you blame people of 100 wars with the Muslims? Who'd haul your women off to slavery? And look, I'm not attacking the Muslims. Great, you run things. You're taking the whole world over. You kidnap women and put them in sex slavery. That's what a harem is. The point is that we're not doing that. And we're not going to pay your Islamic tax. We're not going to convert to Sharia law. We're not going to put up with it. Now, I'll give the Muslims their due. At least they're complaining about fat pedophiles trying to have sex with their kids and saying no to drag queen story time. So I'm not even your enemy. I'm just saying I don't come out of that. My family's been Christian since the first Christians came into Western Europe. That's who I owe my allegiance to, and that's who I am, and I'm not rolling over to you. And I believe Christian Western values are superior to what Islam produces. But we're going to find out what's superior, aren't we? And the first thing we got to do is get rid of the leftist cancer, who we all agree is worse than whether you think Christianity is or we think Islam is. We'll find out what's superior. But let's start understanding the whole world's like a football game. People think it's football's where you're allowed to compete. I'm going to skip this break, guys. They think of the whole world, you know, as, oh, you can't compete in the real world, just compete in sports. No, there's people competing with you all day long, and they want you to think it's racist or evil if you stand up for your identity. That's so you can't compete, and so you can be overrun and controlled, and I declare a Declaration of Independence against all of the UN and the left's race-based.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Documentation. Find the narrative. And, you know, what we do a lot, and, you know, my background is an attorney, I'm a teacher. So I at first I'm going after the arguments. And what I think people are going to be surprised about is 80 to 90% of the references in the book are from mainstream sources. Now that's New York Times, Vanity Fair, Washington Post, because what often happens in these stories is that 2 or 3 years later, they quietly publish the truth. So I really like, you know, putting together a bulletproof argument. Okay. And so I think that's one of the things that is great about our collaboration is Alex has a brilliant mind. I really have not found anything that you have given me, Alex, to be wrong. In fact, I've pretty much found every source. It's just that there's a couple of sources I'm like, you know, I really want to make this bulletproof, okay? And so this is a bulletproof book. With our previous collaboration on the Great Reset, I think what people need to understand is you know, we did a good job marketing it. It's had really good sales. We've got nearly, I think, 4,000 reviews, and it's at 4.9 out of 5 stars on Amazon. And so this is going to be the and I kind of describe the Great Reset as like an appetizer. Okay. It was a shorter book. We had a really, you know, limited amount of time.
And it's a great book. It's a great book. Most people don't want to read more than 300 pages.
Yeah. But I think that there is an appetite out there for something that is definitive, that we go through so many different stories. We go through artificial intelligence. We go through the centralized digital currency and how they basically want you to be a teenager on an allowance. So
you could give this, I've got the points of the book right here, we're going to go over them. You could give this to a senator, because you see the Congress members finally getting up to speed, finally, about big tech surveillance control. But you could give them this book, and they would know the whole plan just reading it. They could sit down, it would probably take them 5-6 days. You know, this is in the book you read in 2 nights. But they could take this, mark this down, use a bibliography, and literally use this as a blueprint to not just defeat the globalists, but build an alternative plan.
Yeah, so like Steve Bannon had said, the Great Reset was like having the plans to destroy the Death Star. This book is having the plans to destroy the whole damn empire and replace it with a God-based, scientific, moral system that improves people's lives.
Beautifully said. We're going to go to break in 7 minutes. You've got the floor. Run through so many points here. The threat from AI, the social engineers, the digital currency, military spending, what's happening with JFK and Eisenhower, Hollywood, and the devil worshippers. I mean, this book has it all. The intelligence background, the attacks on Trump, the education of Tucker Carlson, how the globalists are failing on all fronts, and then the key solution sections. I've given you a lot, and you did a great job boiling the other book down. How long is the book currently now?
So I think that the book right now is around 370 to 400 pages long. And it may get a little bit longer. As you know, Steve Bannon has agreed to write the foreword to the book, so that's going to add some pages to it. It's always a little bit funny working with a word processing program, and then...
No, you don't have to get it exactly right. I'm just saying, okay, so it's approaching, it's approaching 400 pages.
But I know that the document that I have that I submit to the publishers usually ends up being about 15 to 20% longer in print. So right now it's at 330 pages. So I'm figuring, you know, another 15-20%. It's getting close to 400 pages, if not a little bit over.
So the biggest thing I'm worried about is we recorded these interviews. We've written them down. I go over them. And there's a lot of it in there. I just really want to focus on the solutions because people need to know, if we let the globalists win, it is a literal design dystopia. So it's not hard what we're selling either, but the freedom we're promoting is not a utopia, but it's like a utopia compared to their tyranny.
Yeah, and the thing that's really exciting to me in putting this together, because I think I'm like a lot of your audience, I'm sitting out there watching the news, I'm getting terrified over things, and what keeps happening is I keep running across the failure of the globalists. A perfect example that we have in the book is about Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook putting together Meta, you know, and this idea that we're going to live in the virtual world. Well, he ends up losing like $10-15 billion on it because, hey, we don't want to live in a virtual world. What's difficult in putting the book together is I think we're having so many successes that it's tough to put them all in the book. You know, just the other day, the federal courts, a circuit judge, you know, slapped down the Biden administration for squelching.
By the way, I meant to call you last night when you were trying to get, we were supposed to meet and I got stuck in meetings. We should have the last chapter. We're already doing this on current, just as this book's being finished. Victories, the court saying, you are the ministry of truth. You are a fraud. You surveilled. You're controlling. You're evil. There's so many victories happening right now. It's wild. I'm sorry. Keep going.
Yeah. Well, just so you know, Alex, that is in the book now, because literally when that came out, I was just like, oh man, I got to print that out. I got to add a section on that because it's so dramatic. And you know, and this is something my editor and I have talked a lot about, is because it's one thing to, you know, go through all of the dark stuff. It's another thing to present the hope. You know, where are we going? And what I see is
hold on. We should have the first chapter be the hope. just like episode 4 in Star Wars starts, the rebels have just won a big battle against the Starfleet. We need to have it like you begin, and the rebels have taken the offensive. We're winning, and all these incredible things are happening. Why is this happening? Well, let's show you who the enemy is, and then the future we can have together. What do you think about making the first chapter of that? Well, we're going to be on the phone for 3 hours tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. my time, 6 a.m. your time. But don't you think we should flip it then, the good news at the first instead of the end? How's that sound? Or is that the wrong way to do it?
No, you know, we'll see. You know, what I really like is the fact that I am a writer who keeps getting used by the same people. So, you know, 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, you know, people have heard her. She is a stern taskmaster. Okay. You know, 4 books with Project Veritas whistleblowers. Okay. You know, whatever is going to make the project better is what I'm going to do.
No, but that's beautiful. But all I'm saying is, how do we even quantify all the positive news? Cause I mean, we really are running the tables against the globalists right now.
Yeah, and it's what we talked about in the Great Reset, which is what these global elitists are trying to do. You know, what I always try to do is I always try to think, like, what's in their brain? How are they thinking? And thankfully, they often tell us in their World Economic Forum meetings exactly what's in their brains. And what's in their brains is they're smarter than all of us. And they're coming up with these great plans that they think we're all going to love. But they know that we won't like them. So the moment they start talking about it, the moment they start implementing it, and we see it, we hate it. And these people are not strong. And you know, one of the things
I think they might be aliens, because, and we'll come back next year and get into all this, is, and I mean that almost metaphorically, or maybe it's real, they just do such unpopular stuff, but they don't stop. It's like why don't they just give us what we want?
You know, I think that they are like, I keep trying to
they're like rapists. They like the power, but they're making you do what you don't want.
I keep trying to come up with some sort of metaphor for what these people are like, and you know, something that people respond to. It's like they're just, it's like they're that awkward teenage kid who thinks everybody else is stupid and they're smarter.
They're like jokers. Stay right there, Kit Heckenlively. We'll come right back to you. Amazing points you're making. Everybody, go to Amazon.com and order The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists, and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. Send us a #1 in pre-orders now. Please take action.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.